The grim information, announced from church pulpits, distributed over telephone wires, publicized by Garden City's radio station, KIUL. A tragedy, unbelievable and shocking beyond words, struck four members of the Herb Clutter family late Saturday night or early today. Death, brutal and without apparent motive, produced in the average recipient a reaction nearer that of Mother Truitt than that of Mrs. Clare. Amazement, shading into dismay. A shallow horror sensation that cold springs of personal fear swiftly deepened. Hartman's Cafe, which contains four roughly made tables and a lunch counter, could accommodate but a fraction of the frightened gossips, mostly male, who wished to gather there. The owner, Mrs. Bess Hartman, a sparsely fleshed, unfoolish lady with bobbed gray and gold hair and bright, authoritative green eyes, is a cousin of Postmistress Clare, whose style of candor Mrs. Hartman can equal, perhaps surpass. "Some people say I'm a tough old bird, but the clutter business sure took the fly out of me," she later said to a friend. "Imagine anybody pulling a stunt like that. Time I heard it, when everybody was pouring in here talking all kinds of wild-eyed stuff, my first thought was Bonnie. Of course, it was silly, but we didn't know the facts, and a lot of people thought, maybe, on account of her spells. Now we don't know what to think. It must have been a grudge killing, done by somebody who knew the house inside out. But who hated the Clutters? I never heard a word against them. They were about as popular as a family can be, and if something like this could happen to them, then who's safe, I ask you? One old man sitting here that Sunday, he put his finger right on it, the reason nobody can sleep. He said, all we've got out here are our friends. There isn't anything else. In a way, that's the worst part of the crime. What a terrible thing when neighbors can't look at each other without kind of wondering. Yes, it's a hard fact to live with. But if they ever do find out who done it, I'm sure it'll be a bigger surprise than the murders themselves. Mrs. Bob Johnson, the wife of the New York life insurance agent, is an excellent cook, but the Sunday dinner she had prepared was not eaten, at least not while it was warm. For just as her husband was plunging a knife into the roast pheasant, he received a telephone call from a friend. And that, he recalls rather ruefully, was the first I heard of what had happened in Holcomb. I didn't believe it. I couldn't afford to. Lord, I had Clutter's check right here in my pocket. A piece of paper worth $80,000. If what I'd heard was true. But I thought, it can't be. There must be some mistake. Things like that don't happen. You don't sell a man a big policy one minute and he's dead the next. Murdered. Meaning double indemnity. I didn't know what to do. I called the manager of our office in Wichita. Told him how I had the check but hadn't put it through and asked what was his advice. Well, it was a delicate situation. It appeared that legally we weren't obliged to pay. But morally, that was another matter. Naturally, we decided to do the moral thing. The two persons who benefited by this honorable attitude, Eviana Jarchow and her sister Beverly, sole heirs to their father's estate, were within a few hours of the awful discovery on their way to Garden City, Beverly traveling from Winfield, Kansas, where she had been visiting her fiancé, and Eviana from her home in Mount Carroll, Illinois. Gradually, in the course of the day, other relatives were notified, among them Mr. Clutter's father, his two brothers, Arthur and Clarence, and his sister, Mrs. Harry Nelson, all of Larned, Kansas, and a second sister, Mrs. Elaine Seltzer, of Palatka, Florida. Also the parents of Bonnie Clutter, Mr. and Mrs. Arthur B. Fox, who live in Pasadena, California, and her three brothers, Harold, of Visalia, California, Howard, of Oregon, Illinois, and Glenn, of Kansas City, Kansas. Indeed, the better part of those on the Clutter's Thanksgiving guest list were either telephoned or telegraphed, and the majority set forth at once for what was to be a family reunion not around a groaning board, but at the graveside of a mass burial.